Matthew 16, we hear the passion prediction of Jesus bearing the cross, and we see along with the disciples Christ in transfiguration. This text begins with Jesus explaining to his disciples that Jesus must go to Jerusalem to be turned over to the Romans, will be persecuted and killed. Then on the third day he will raise from the dead. This is the passion prediction. Then Jesus asked them, "Who do people say Jesus is?" After that, Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do you say that Jesus is?" Simon Peter gives the correct answer when he claims Jesus as the Son of the living God. Later, Peter will get it wrong when he says he will not let this happen to Jesus. It is then that Jesus says to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." And he tells Peter to stop thinking about earthly things and look with divine eyes to see what the purpose of Jesus is at this time. Jesus sets the stage and begins to explain what the disciples and we must do if we are truly followers of Jesus. "Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me," Jesus says, as we hear another hard lesson from Jesus. Following Jesus means living for others. It is difficult to deny ourselves because we have big plans for ourselves and no one is going to do it for us. Simply encouragement from parents to small children begins this narcissistic mentality. I remember telling my girls when they were small how smart they are and how grown up they are. There's nothing wrong with that, right? They go to school and we want them to be successful, so we tell them they can become whatever they want. Just work hard, keep your nose to the grindstone, and you could someday be President of the United States or the greatest scientist ever. You get the picture, right? In order to be the best, you have to do better than everyone else. We begin looking at each other as competition and not as brothers and sisters. Social media has us perfecting the narcissistic life with self-serving sites like Facebook. It is about me, me, and me. Jesus says, "Deny yourself and pick up your cross." How many of us feel as if they will never live up to the pressures of family or society? Self-destructing teenagers attempt to end their life every day because they do not feel worthy. For many, the unattainable give way to thoughts of life is not worth living. Jesus tells us to put others' needs first. Drug abuse and suicide continue to make the headlines because people of all ages are trying to find hope in all the wrong things, on the earthly things. What we think is important for living, to Jesus is not important at all. Deny yourself and follow Jesus. Yes, it will be difficult, and we may suffer the burdens of ridicule. So, what is the upside? Jesus says, "Follow me, and I will show you." Then he tells Peter, James, and John to go up the mountain with him, and they get a glimpse into the future for those who listen to him. Jesus, transformed, gives these three disciples a clear picture of what our heavenly bodies will look like. If we want to be part of the kingdom of God, we must put others before ourselves. The heavens opened, and the Father said, "Listen to him." Listen to the Son of the living God, the one who is the open gate of salvation to all God's children. Amen. Let us pray. Radiant God, you revealed yourself in your Son, Jesus, when he was transfigured on the mountain before his disciples. Reveal yourself to us daily so that we might enlighten others with the good news of your love. Open again for all the gate of your kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.